We are on Daf Chav Gimel Amed Beis. We heard in the Mishnah Akli Mitzaref Masha B'Soichai LeKodesh Avaloi LeTrume. That there's a din tziruf kli, that if you have different oichlim in a keli and the tamei touches one of them, so everything becomes tamei. The Gemara says, I think it's the Gemara Menachos, that afilu one is not touching the other. It's also metzaref masha b'seichai, and everything becomes is mekabel tumah from the negiya that a tamei is touching one of them. Minohani mili. So how do we know this chiddush that a kli metzaref masha b'seichai? Amar Rab Chonin da Amar Kro kaf achas asor azov melei ektayrit. Akosov asoi lekol masha bekaf achas. We have a ktayrus and a kaf. Ktayrus, they have small particles there. And the pasuk says, whatever is in this kaf is achas. So it's like one unit, so a person, a tummy touches it, so everything becomes tummy. So it comes out, according to Rab Chonin, that it's a deraisa de kedin. Mosiv Rav Kahane, Hoisiv Rabbi Kive, Hasoiles, now this is a Mishnah in Idiots. Rabbi Kive was Moisiv and a member of Rab Shimon ben Beseire. And Rabbi Kive said as follows, Hasoiles, Vahakteires, Valavoine, Vagecholim, Shimnoga Tvul Yoim Bemikzosoi, a Tvul Yoim touched a Mikzas, Posel es kuloi. So he passels everything. Boho de rabbonon hi. So what's the kashe? This Rabbi Kive, this din from Rabbi Kive is a de rabbonon. Mi mai, mi diktoni reishe heyid Rab Shimon ben Seire, al eifer chatos, shenoga hatomei bimiktsosoi, shetima es kuloi. Rab Shimon ben Seire said that there's a din of Tziruf Kli by Eifer Chatos. We'll see in Rashi, in Eifer Chatos, the din Tziruf Kli by Eifer Chatos is Zichra Ad Rabbonon. Ukotoni Hoisif Rabbi Kive, and Rabbi Kive was Moisif and Rab Shimon ben Seire. So you see, Rabbi Kive is also speaking about a din Tziruf mid Rabbonon. So klal, not like Rab Chonin. Rab Chonin said the din tziruf by kodesh is a deraisa. Before we see Rashi, the Turi Evin just says a good vote that when we're speaking about kodesh, so Rabbi Kiva said noga tvul yoim, because a tvul yoim passes kodesh. So Memelis is telling the Revusa, Afilo Atvul Yoim will passel everything. Posel es kulay. When we're speaking about Eifer Chatos, Vishanoga Tomei b'miktsosai. He can't speak about Atvul Yoim because we learned yesterday Atvul Yoim is kosher by my Sepora. They used to be Metame the Koyin Asayrath. Atvul Yoim is kosher. So Atvul Yoim is not Metame. So therefore the Gemara says, Noga hatomei b'miktsosoi shetima eskula. Let us see Rashi. Hoisif Rabbi Kive, Reishe ktoni heyid Rab Shimon al eifer chatos, shenoga tomei b'miktsosoi posol eskula. Levoine v'gicholim. Af al gav delav oichel ninu, even though they're not an oichel, Chibas HaKodesh Machshartom Letumeh. The Chavivis that it's Kodesh, so it's, it gives them Achshivis Oichel, in Machshartom Letumeh, the Mekabel Tumeh. Postal as Kulam, Lefi Shakli Mitzarfen Yachat, Vahach Eidis Midrabononim, and the Eidis of Rabbi Kiva is a darabono. בדקטון יראי שעל איפה חטס, והיא ודאי על כל כך עוד דרבונן היא, איפה חטס וזיכה דרבונן, דאי מקרו דרבחונן, רבחונן פוסק לכל המילף אלה קודשי מזבח. רבחונן איזה פוסק בקטורס, אבל איפה פורו לאי, איפה פורו זנת קודשי מזבח. So על כל חוך, the Rabbi Shimon ben Beseiris ad Rabbono and Hoysif Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says by Ktoires it's also a climate alphon. So it seems this is ad Rabbono. So it's a Kashan Rav Chon. So the Gemara answers Omar Reish Lokish Mishum Bar Kapore Loi Nitzacho Elo Lashiyorei Minche. That what Rabbi Kiva spoke about soilus, he's speaking about shiyorei minche. What's the type shiyorei minche? That means, first they used to put a minche in a kli, then they used to make kmitze, and then the shirayim is nechol lekahanim. And now, after it became shirayim, then a tomei touched it. So what is? So he says as follows: Diyei reis tzorich likli hakli mitzalfoi. If there is a din that it has to be now in a kli, so then there's a loch hakli mitzalfoi. Shein tzorich likli, but if it does not need a kli anymore. Is ein kli mitzalfoi. If it is now, it is now in a kli, but it's ein tzorich likli. So there's no din tziruf min ha-teire. Kaf achas is speaking about that it was tzorich likli. The k'teiris needed the kli. So then it's a kli mitzalfoi. And here we're speaking about after kmitze, that shiyore minche, and you don't need a kli anymore. If you don't need a kli, so there's no din tziruf min ha-teire. For osu rabbonon ve-gozru, ba'af agav deinei tzorich le-kli, kli mitzalf. That even though you don't need a kli anymore, also kli mitzalf. So this is the rabbonon de kedin of tziruf. So that's why it's Hosef Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Beseir. Let us see Rashi. Loi nitzrucho lahai edis to Rabbi Kiva d'mida Rabbonon ela l'soilas shal shiyorei minche. Dilo midaraisa hatzorich l'kli dum yedikteire shabekaf ta'ayri bokhlom. The Ktoiris shebekaf the airi bokro, the posik is speaking about Ktoiris and the kaf, kli mitzalfa. Vishain ei tzorich likli, kigoin shiyori minche, shehain achilas koyim, now it's only to be eaten by the koyim. Ein a kli mitzalfa. So then the kli is not mitzalf. So that's the teretz by Silas. Silas is a darabonim. It's not too clear why Ktoiris is called Tzorich Lekli. I saw, Poshid, you could say perhaps that the Kaf was Mekadish the Ktoiris. That was a Psakli Shoris and it was Mekadish the Ktoiris. So I saw in Bray Mesode. The Maimisode says that the Machteshes is Mekadish Dikteiris. So Afapikan it's called Tzorich Lekli. So we have to know what together of Tzorich Lekli, he says that Silas is called Ein Tzorich Lekli because you have to take it out of the Kli already. That's called Ein Tzorich Lekli. Okoponim. So the Gemara says, Tinach Soilus. Soilus, it's a teretz. There's no din siruf min ha-teire, because that now it's ein tzorich l'kli. K'teires ulevoyne ma'ikala meima. But what did Rabbi Kiva was meisif, k'teires v'alevoyne v'agecholim? So Rashi says, ma'ikala meima harei tzrichen l'kli. Zalkaponim, k'teires does need a kli. We're talking about the k'teires before haktore. It needs the kli. So why does it say Hoysef Rabbi Kiva? This is a Tziruf Dereise. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Baravua, Kigoin Shet Sovron Al Gabi Kartabla. Speaking about that he was Tzoyver, the Teres and the Kecholim, and a Kartabla. What is a Kartabla? So Rashi says, Eir Sholuk. So what's the chesaron? The yirai so yesh loytoich mitzaret, ein loytoich einem mitzaret. Poser rabbonon v'tikno dafa gab da ein loytoich mitzaret. So the bin from Rabbi Yosef Engel, it's medayik from Tosfos like this, that Tosfos held that this kartable is a kli shoris. The Gemara is not falling off. The Gemara said a teiris is tzorich l'kli. So the Gemara asks, why isn't the tziruf min ha-teire? So the Gemara answers, there's another condition, there's another tnai by tziruf. There's a tnai has to have dumye de kaf, that a kaf was a base kibble. A kaf has a base kibble. So there's another tznai, and here we're speaking about when it was in its tzorich l'kli, but the kli doesn't have a base kibble. So kli that so there's no din tziruf by a kli that doesn't have a base kibble. Let us just see Tosfos 1 minute. The reise yesh leitoich mitzaref. Hiksha horab rabo chono, amai loy koma, kagoin she tzovru bekli choyl. Why didn't the Gemara say that it's speaking about tzovroi bekli choyl? Di eraise kli mishores mitzarev, v'loy shol choyl. Te beinen dum yedekaf, v'afo pi she yesh loy toich. So Tosfos is L'chaire asking another kasha. Why do you have to say it's speaking about that it didn't have a toich? Let's say it did have a toich. But it's not a kli shoris. And if it's not a kli shoris, it's not mitzaref. From the Rehitis Lashon of Tosfos, it would seem that that's also called Tzorich L'Kli. It means the Gemara said a Yisod that Tzorich L'Kli is it's Mitzarev. But Tosfos says, but it has to be a Kli Shoris, Dum Yedekav. And this is not a Kli Shoris. So for some reason, it would seem that Be'emison, if there's a din tzorich l'kli, this is also called tzorich l'kli. But there's no din tzir, of course, nidum yidachav, that is a kli shoris. With tzorich yim. Upligi de Rabchonin ad Rabchia Barabe. Rabchonin is choylik an Rabchia Barabe. Omer Rabchia Barabe, Omer Rab Yoichanin, meidusai shorabeki venishnes mishnezu. Rabchia Barabe, Omer Rab Yoichanin said that our Mishneh that says that there's a din tziruf by Kodesh. So the Makair of our Mishneh is Rabbi Kiva's memre. So we see Klo from Rabbi Yochanan that the whole din tziruf is at Rabbanu Dekedin. Rabbi Kiva zichah at Rabbanu Dekedin. He says, and that is our Mishnah. That what our Mishnah says is a din tziruf. That's Rabbi Kiva's memory, that by Kodesh is a din tziruf. Haseilus faktoris valvainim ad gichom. There's a din tziruf. That is our Mishnah. So you see, he holds that the whole din tziruf is only at Rabbanu. So the machloik is Rav Chonin and Rav Yechanin, what the din tziruf is. What does Rashi say? Pligi hoda Rav Chonin, the Oma Le'el, tziruf di Yeraisa, ad Rav Chiyah Barabe, that holds that the whole din tziruf is at Rabbanu. Let us try to learn the last Tosfos on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara asks Akashim, how could Rav Chonin say that the din tziruf is a deraisa, it's a derabono, because so is Rabbi Kiva. Mashme olav hochi, avishayich shaper, tziruf deraisa, midoloikedayik rak mihoise. How did the Gemara know that the tziruf of Rabbi Kiva is a derabono? Because it says, Oisef Rabbi Kiva. That's the Gemara's reis. If it's Oisef, but Rabbonon who, Mimai Midutoni Reisha Heyit, and Vuktoni Oisef Rabbi Kiva. So it's a derabonon from the Loshen of Oisef. So what does Tosfos want to say? We're going to have a whole shaila. If the whole tume of levoine and gecholim and ktoires, if the bechlal that's a tume de yereise, there's a svara to say that since they're not oichlin, so it's only a tume de rabbonim. The svara that Rashi says chibus hakodesh machshaltam l'tume, because it's only a mile de rabbonim. So Tosfos says that's not true. Because the Gemara said the whole din of Rabbi Kiva is at the Rabbanon, so the Gemara is medayik, it's at the Rabbanon because he said Hoisef. It's pashat at the Rabbanon because he says there's a din tume by Eitzim and Levoin and Gecholim. So by says that wouldn't be a problem at all. Void mit de kamar mi mai da hay tziruf mit de rabonon. The Gemara says, how do you know that the tziruf is a rabonon? So by states, that's the only thing that's the rabonon. The only thing that's the rabonon is the tziruf. Alma de islay di reise, but that's em tum is a de reise, the tziruf is a rabonon. V'chein beperik beis de psochem, Vahaboso, says Vahaboso Shiga Bechotome Lo Yeyochel, Vahaboso, Koto Yeyochel Boso. So the second Vahaboso, the Gemara says, is, it's going on before. Vahaboso Shiga Bechotome Lo Yeyochel, Boso that's Yiga Bechotome Lo Yeyochel, Vahaboso, and what's the second Vahaboso also going, Ashiga b'chol tome, and that Vahabos is going on Eitzim u'levoine. L'rabois Eitzim u'levoine, that Eitzim u'levoine is also Ashiga b'chol tome, should not be used. So you see, Klor, Eitzim u'levoine, they're not macholim, and there's a din of tume, the mekabel tume. V'chein b'peg beiz d'chulim, Elo chibas hakodesh machsheres diyoreise minolo. How do you know that chibas hakodesh is machsheret, that it's mekabel tume? Elo miseife, raboso, koltoyo yoichel boso, larabitz eitzim olabonim. Sisi, it's a dereise. Ubepeiri kol apsulim, tomei sheochal kodesh lifnei zrike. A person who is Tomei, and he ate Kodesh, Lifnei Zrike.
Chad omar loike, v'chad omar ein loike. Now, what is the shaila? Because the shaila is, he ate kodesh when the kodesh wasn't roi lachila. It's lifnei zrike. So it's a machloikis. Tomei sha'ochal kodesh lifnei zrike, chad omar loike. V'chad omar ein loike. Avol betumas boso. But if the boso was tomei, and he was toyer, divrei hakel loike, the omar kro vaha boso, v'omar mar l'rabbeis eitzim ulevoina. So what is pshat the Gemara? Pshat the Gemara is as follows. That, what is your shaila? Your shaila is that Kodesh lifnei zrik is not roi lachila. So the Gemara clears the shaila. If a tomei ate a dovel kodesh, his tomei, and the kodesh is toil, so he ate a machal of kodesh, which is not roi lachila, is there malchus? Yes or no? That's a machloikis. Avo bitumas boso, but what is, if the dovel hanechal was tomei, so even though the dover hanechel is not roi lachile, the zichad in malchus divrei hakel loike, domakro vehaboso v'omar mal rabbi seitzim ulavoyne. So you see, klor the dover hanechel, zichad doesn't have to be roi lachile if it's tomei, because the haboso is mabe eitzim ulavoyne, which is also not roi lachile. Almeika kra lohochi yudi also to tell us that is a din tume by eitzim ulavoyne, even though it's not roi lachila, that's chibes hakoydis machshato. Obepeire kolsho vaboso lomoli larabois eitzim ulavoyne. Boso lomoli larabis amurin. Vaho da omar bizvochim Shilei bei Shamai, v'omar mar v'abosa l'rabbeis eitzim alavoyne, u'mishani the livsel b'yalme. To us, that's only livsel b'alme. So Tosfos says, don't be misled from that lotion. Hosam idereisim yave posel l'akrove. Mina teure, it's posel. It's mekabel tumen, it's posel l'akrove. V'leikoma, da have posel, alafuki ikedam ahosam loike. But lemaise it's nifsal. Bechi oimrim bepsachim eitzim ulevoine b'nei kabolas tumeninu. Now Tosfos says a gemara in pesachim. The gemara asks eitzim ulevoine aden mekabel tume. Bechi oichleninu elamaila. So Tosfos says. So, Poshid, you learn the Gemara, it's a Chumr de Rabbonim. So, he says, no, the Reise mi Yahave, it's mina Teure, it's mekabel tume. Umayle, and that's a mayle, mina Teure, the lav oichel hu, v'shovu lei oichel. So, that means, don't be misled from the Loshen mayle. Mayle does not necessarily mean a Chumr de Rabbonim. It means it's a chumra min ha-teire, the lav oichelu, v'shov alei oichel. And Tosfos says, I'll bring you another gemara, where it says, aloshen maile, and there tzichas adarais, v'chein maisi hosom, herev shimshoi, oichel betrume. After herev shemesh, elarte itrume. Hevi kaporosoi, after he, by mechusa kippurim, hevi kaporosoi, is oichel bekotchim. So the Gemara says, "V'hai gavre after herif shemis chozi, he's toyer already. Ella maila, it's a maila that a mechusik kippurim can't eat a kol, can't eat kodesh. So what's pshat over there? So you tell me over there, it's a drabona de kedin that the Gemara says he's chozi, he's toyer already, but that what he can't eat kodesh is a maila. So you tell me this is a drabona." V'hosam d'iraisu, that's a d'iraisu mechusa kippurim can eat kodesh. The ba'or mapik lay mikro, the koma gimel kroiksit. Al kaponim, Tosfos went through a lot of rites. to prove that that Eitzim Olavoyne, even though they're not Oichlam, they're Mekabotumim. Vahashte mashmed de la oilam avetziriv de reise gabi Eitzim Olavoyne. So it would seem, I mean, if we hold like Rab Chonin, that the whole din tziriv is a deraisa, Eitzim Olavoyne will also be a deraisa. וכי כמר השס בפרק הקוימץ רבה יוצאו עצם אלווינו שאין מקבלם תומה. Now this is a shrek. So now we have an offene gemore, not like all the gemores we had till now. יש לוימר דרוצה לוימר בלי הכשר. That means the gemore means to say, I think, that that Eitzim Olavoyne, which Chibes HaKodesh Machshalt, it has a din oichel, but it can't be better than an oichel that is not Mekabel Tumma without Hechsher. Avo gav de Chibes HaKodesh Machshalt di Erais, and Mikol Mokim, lay posiklay, given the Atzei Chulin lay Mekabel Tumma de Erais afilu bi Hechsher. So, because Eitzim are not Mekabel Tumah, if it does never tear his keli. Ilav Yeturah Dekroim, Kenek Meimed, Lemabin, and Elo Behersh. So, Memele, so, over that, there the Gemara says that it is Mekabel Tumah by Atzei Hegdish, it means Al Kaponim, you need Hersh. Vechikoma bepsochim, Al Metziruf Derabono, the Eidusoi, the Rabbi Kivi, the Rabbono. That's what the Gemara says. That Tziruf is a Rabbono. She know why it's a Rabbono. The Eidusoi, the Rabbi Kivi, the Rabbono. Because the Eidus of Rabbi Kivi is a Hisofe and Rab Shimon ben Beseira, which is a Rabbono. So Tziruf is also a Rabbono. That's why the Gemara said it's a Rabbono, the Tziruf. Avol Eitzim Ulavoyne. Lo'ilam de'erais, but Eitzim Olavoyne is a de'erais. And now we'll see why Tosfos said this whole maroche v'loike perish Rashi. Not like Rashi in Psochim. There the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva holds the tziruv is a derabonon. The comma Rashi says the da'i kosom tziruv, how do you know tziruv is a derabonon? The Gabi Mailis de Rabbonon, because the whole din of Tziruf was learned in our Mishneh by the Mailis de Rabbonon. Ule Rabbi Kive, the Eitzim Olavoyne, lav benois kibuli tumeninu. And Rabbi Kive also, the Tziruf is a de Rabbonon, because he's speaking about Eitzim Olavoyne. Is lav benois kibuli tumeninu de reis, et lav oichelu. So Rashi says that the raya that Rabbi Kiva holds it's a tziruf the Rabbonon is because he's speaking about Eitzim Olavoyne, which has to be a Rabbonon because it's a mekabel tumim the reis. V'lo yitochin kedefrishis b'chol hani sheheveisi. V'gam hashmois tishmaitin loy mashma hochi. And for Nasugya also, it would seem that the reason we say it's as the Rabbonon is not because he's speaking about Eitzim Olavoyne, Eladayik, the Tziruf, the Rabbonon, Mehodik Toni Reisha, Heyid Rab Shimon, Aleifer Pore, Eiferatos, Veiferatos, Mid Rabbonon, and Eiferatos, the Rabbonon, Deine Kodesh Elochel, Kedemuchach Bat Chelis. She'ain me alin be'efa po', there's no din me'ile, so doesn't have a din kaidish, so there's no din tziru. Uktani hoisif Rabbi Kiva, the mashmed avi the rabbonon, k'may reishe k'dibayi koch. Bahashte mitukme de roshe de maisi bikulei hashas. Ba'aboso le rabbis eitzim ulevoine. I think the Gilsa is Kerebi. Kerebi, the Perik Menoches Vanesochim. The Ile Rabbonon, Hamashme, now there's Gilsois over here, and the Pseiso and the Beirus Hamayim Af, that the first Bosa is Oiskemekt, the second Bosa, Af Bosa Sheshifa Legizrei, that means we're speaking about Eitzim, and the Rabbonon hold that Eitzim, after they smoothed out the Gzorim, Yeshla Pidyon, it has Pidyon, and since it has Pidyon, so it doesn't have a din Kodesh, that there should be din of Chibus HaKodesh Machshaltoi. That means it doesn't get a din of Kodesh. So there's a machloikis, it seems, in Menoches between Rebbe, I think it's Rebbe, and the Rabbonon, if it has a Teiris Kodesh. So Taisus says, all these Gemaras that I brought, that it has a Teiris Kodesh, Chibus HaKodesh Machshaltoi, that's Tavka according to Rebbe. The Rabbonon hold that it has a din, it could be poided even though that boso sheshifo legizre, even though after you smoothed it out, you made it for gzorim, there's still a din pidyon, yeshla pidyon, so if there's a din pidyon, so it seems it doesn't have a ketushas aguf, so pasnish, chibes hakodesh marshalte. So mamelis, according to the Rabbonon, lamaisa, there's no din of eitzim. Al kaponim, because eitzim has a din pidyon. Mir yechilne lo ukme karabonon, could be a filo according to the Rabbonon, there will be a din kodesh, a kedushas aguf, who behugdishu bekli, and it was put into a keli, that means even though the smoothing it out, making it into gzorim, does not give it a toiras kedushas aguf, but maybe if you put it into a keli, so it could be then that it is makadosh. Minin lo bepsochem. So it could be a keli gives it a kedushas aguf. So if you look according to the Rabbonon, it will be makabel tumah min ha-teira. Ach ikalitchois, that gemara that it says that behugdishu bekeli, there's no dimpidyon, lekoi rak alavoyin, v'loi alaitzim. So it could be an eitzim according to the Rabbonon, that doesn't have a kedushas aguf. V'chein, v'reish, ha-menoches, v'anesochim, pirish, b'shem, erid, ikra, kro, lekoi rak alavoyin. The whole posik of avabosa, l'rabbeis, eitzim alavoyin, so the Ika Pasuk is speaking about Levoina. Eitzim, we have a new problem over here. Since you can be poided the Eitzim, so the devil has a Kedushas Aguf, so the whole Musig of Chibus HaKodesh Marshaltom does not apply by Eitzim. Avol Eitzim lehavi rak asmachta ba'alma v'hosom harachti. Leshayechoch. Whatever the Riches was over there, does not apply here. Ve'ein lahavi raya mehod lechoshiv Eitzim בפרשני דמיילה כי חושב אינה חוכשלי פוסל בתפיוים ובחוסורי כפורה there the Mishnah in Meila enumerates a lot of inyonim which are mifsel betvuyoim bechusor kapore. So why didn't he speak about Eitzim over there? Doesn't speak about Eitzim, doesn't speak about a Levoine. So Taisu says, because he speaks about other lochas also, he speaks about pigul and noisa, is bishum leishach by pigul af by locha vaktore the lof kolm gobehu. So mimela by it seems by eitzim zicher there's no din pigul. The Mishnah is not only speaking about nifsel betvulyaim and mechusay kapor, it's speaking about pigul also, and pigul does not apply by eitzim, by kolm eitzim. Al koponim, it seems the Taisus with the whole Arichas, it seems there's a machlokes Rashi in Taisus. Rashi in Psochim seems to hold that this whole inyan of Tumas Eitzim Olavoyne is a Tumas Darabonim. It's a Maile. And Taisus says it's a Dirais. Let us see the Gemara further. We had in the Mishnah a Revi Bakoidish Posel. That Kodesh goes to a Revi. Tanya Omar Rab Yosi, Minayin L'Revi Bakoidish Shehu Posel. How do we know that Kodesh goes to a Revi? Vidinu. So the Gemara says it's a Kal V'Chomer. ומה מחוסר כיפורים שמותר בתרומה? מחוסר כיפורים is permitted to eat תרומה. פוסל בקוידש, או יש פוסל בקוידש. שלישי, שפוסל בתרומה, that means, if תרומה is a שלישי, so the שלישי is פוסל, אין עדין שיהיה עושה רבי לקוידש. So about the gewiss, that a שלישי should make a רבי בקוידש. Now, the Gemara is learning a Kal Vachomer. Let's see, the Poshita Ivra in the Gemara. The Gemara is learning a Kal Vachomer that a Shlishi makes a Revi by Kodesh. A Kal Vachomer from Mechusa Kippurim. A Mechusa Kippurim is Mutter Betrume. And it's possible by Kodesh. Is a shlishi that is possible by trume, so avada gevis, it should make a revi bakoidish. When I learned this gemara, I did not understand the gemara, and Baruch Hashem, I found the Dvar Shmuel and Psochem asks, I think what was bothering me, and he asks, lachayre, from the Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara seems to be saying that a Shlishi is more chomer than a Mechusa Kippurim. That's the midah of the Kal Vachomer. Ma'adach a Mechusa Kippurim, that's Mutter Betrume, is Posel Bekoidesh, is Shlishi, that's Posel Betrume, so Shlishi is more chomer, so Shizicha make a Revi Bekoidesh. So he asks a pertinent kasha. He says, let us say, for argument's sake, there's a tume of a mechusa kippurim. I'll tell you that a mechusa kippurim is a shlishi. That means we're mixing two things. We're speaking about numbers, shlishi latume, revi latume, and then we're speaking about a mechusa kippurim. Somehow the Gemara is making a kal vachomer, the Gemara says, a mechusa kippurim is less than a shlishi. Bahoraye, a mechusa kippurim is mutter betrume. Na shlishi is posel betrume. So a mechusa is less than is more kill than a shlishi. So if a mechusa kippurim is also bekoidish, so about the gevis, a shlishi will make a revi bekoidish. So he says, let us say for argument's sake, that Mechusa Kippurim is a shlishi, is equal to a shlishi. So I'll ask you a kasha, how can you say is equal to a shlishi? A shlishi is possible by trume, and a Mechusa Kippurim is mutter by trume. So he says, that's no kasha, because we're talking about two different things. A shlishi that's possible by trume, we're not saying that a shlishi can possible trume. If a shlishi l'tuma will touch truma, the truma won't become posel. A shlishi that is posel by truma means if the truma is a shlishi, so the truma is posel. So when we speak about a shlishi by truma, we are speaking about that the truma is a shlishi. When we're speaking about a mechusa kippurim, we're speaking about a mechusa kippurim should touch the trume, should eat the trume. So does that mean that a mechusa kippurim is less than a shlishi? It can be also a shlishi. But we're talking about two different cases. We're talking about a mechusa kippurim to eat trume. So I feel he is a shlishi, but he can eat trume because by him being a shlishi, he wouldn't be, he's allowed to touch them, he's allowed to eat trume. But it could be, but they're the same, could be a mechusa kippurim is a shlishi. So learn that, a mamatzinu, say just like a mechusa kippurim is also bekaidish, is revi will pass, a shlishi will pass on kaidish. But where did the Gemara see that a mechusa kipurim is less than a shlishi. A mechusa kipurim is less than a shlishi. This kasha bothered me. I thought the only way to answer it, but I didn't know how true this is, that if you say that a mechusa kipurim is a shlishi, so how's he permitted to eat truma? L'chayre, when he eats truma, the truma becomes what he is. And if he's a shlishi, so the truma would become a shlishi. Not al tznegiyah. By eating it, the macho becomes a chelik of the yoichel, becomes an atzmius of the yoichel. So perhaps the truma becomes what he is. So kochach, he's less than a shlishi. I didn't know if there's such a svarim. But al kaponim, I found Baruch Hashem, the Dvar Shmuel asks this kash, and he blibes with a kash. He doesn't understand the Gemara. Then later in the Hosafos, he says pshat as follows. He says pshat, and he says, without it's a meduyik, the lashon of the Gemara, he says, that what a mechusa kipurim is also bekoidish is not that he passels kodesh. The kodesh doesn't, he wants to say the kodesh does not become tamei at all. Afal pikein, he's also bekoidish. A mechusa kipurim is also bekoidish. So we have here a mechusa kipurim. So a mechusa kipurim will not affect kodesh. The kodesh will not become posel. Afal pikein, since he himself has a tuman himself, he's also bekodesh. So a shlishi, which affects truma, it means if the tuma is a shlishi, the tuma is a shlishi, it's posel. About the gevis, it could make a revi bekodesh. Not only is it also bekodesh, but it will make a revi bekodesh. The emerson, if we say like this, so we have a moiradike kashe, so we should say dayoi. That means if we will assume that mechusa kipurim lemaise is not metame kodesh, no, but he's also because he's not metame kodesh, and we want to learn out that a shlishi which is more chomel than a mechusa kipurim is poisel as a kodesh. So how can you learn more than you have by mechusa kipurim gufe? So Bemison Rashi asks the kash, I don't know if this is pshat and Rashi, but Rashi asks this kashe, how can you learn out this kal b'chayme, you should say dayeh. But let us go further in the Gemara. Let us start again the Gemara. Tanya Omar Rab Yosi, minayin l'rvi b'kodesh shehu posel. How do we know that kodesh is nifsal when it becomes a rvi? The kodesh becomes nifsal. V'dinu uma mechusa kipurim. Madach a mechusa kipurim shemutar betrume is mutar betrume. Posel bekodesh. Now others are geiris poisel as a kodesh. That means an attack apostles the kodesh. Not what we said before. But here it's argues as posel bekodesh. Is shlishi she posel betruma, a shlishi letume, which is posel betrume, ein edin she yeyose revi lekodesh. So then, it should make a revi bekodesh. A stume shlishi should make a revi bekodesh. Velomadnu, but now the Baraisa continues, velomadnu shlishi lekodesh min hatoire. That kodesh goes to a shlishi, that is a posik. We don't need a kal v'chayme. Urevi bekal v'chayme. And a revi we learn out from a kal v'chayme. Shlishi le kodesh mina toire minayim. How do we know that kodesh goes to a shlishi? Dechsi v'abosor ashe yiga b'chol tomei lo yeyoche. It says in the Pasuk is speaking about Shlomim. And the Pasuk says, if Shlomim will touch Bechol Tomei Lo Yeyachel. So it's Mekabel Tumen. And Bechol Tomei, what does Kol Tomei mean? Mi Lo Yaskin in the Noga B'Sheini. We'll see, Sheini is Kol Tomei. We have a Raya from another Pasuk. And it says, Aboso Sheyiga Bechol Tomei Lo Yeyachel. So we see that Kodesh is Mekabel Tumen from a Sheini. Become Rachmon Eloye Yochel. Revi Mikal Vachayma. Revi is, the Revi by Kodesh is a Kalvachayma from Mechusa Kippurim, Hoda Amor. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Mechusa Kippurim, Kosher le Trume, Uposel le Kodesh. How do we know this? Biyavomis yalfinolo mikroi beperik haor. Shlishi she posel betrume. Shlishi is posel betrume. Kedenav kolon. How do you know that trume goes, is nifsal by becoming a shlishi? Kedenav kolon kalvachoyme bemeseche soite. Now this is a similar kalvachoyme that we just said before. Umat vu yoy. Shemuter b'maiser, osar b'trumem. Atfu yoim is muter b'maiser, and is osar b'trumem. Sheini, sheposel b'maiser, sheini l'tumem. If maiser sheini is a sheini l'tumem, so it's posel, the maiser is posel. Eini din sheyase shlishi b'trumem. So a sheini can zicha make a shlishi b'trumem. If atvul yoim, that is muta b'maisa, is also betrume, so sheini, that's posel b'maisa, about the gibis, is posel betrume. Ein edin sheyase revi l'koidish. So Rashi says, ve'im toimar dayoi lovoi min adin liyais kenode. Let us say dayoi. Is this the way we said before, so what's the raya bechlal that if we're learning out from a mechusa kippurim, could be a mechusa kippurim doesn't pasul kodesh, it's only pasul kodesh. So how could you learn out that a revi is pasul by kodesh? That's the way we said before. Rashi says in Psochem that the kasha of dayoy is that it can't be more than a shlishi. If the whole choyma, the where do we see a choyma of truma over, where do we see a choyma of shlishi over mechusa kippurim by truma, that mechusa kippurim is muta by truma, and this is a shlishi. So can't be more. So that is the choyma of shlishi over mechusa kippurim. So can't be more than a shlishi. You can't go to Ravi unless if you say daye. Vim toimer daye lovi min adin liyis kenod. So how can you learn out of Ravi? So Rashi says im kein kalbo choyma loitzorich. So to know that a shlishi is possible by kodesh, I don't need a kalbo choyma. That's the Gemara later. We have a pasuk b'chol kodesh, abosah sheyiga b'chol tomei lo yeyachel. So we learned that kodesh goes to a shlishi. So I don't need a kal v'chayma. Ve'eched the mifrech kal v'chayma lo yamrin en daye lovi min adin liyeis kenode. Kedamrin en b'bo b'kam. Just let's just explain this for 1 minute. This is Shitas Rab Talfin. The Gemara learns out from the we have the Kalvachoyma, that the mid of Kalvachoyma we learn out from Miriam. What is the Kalvachoyma from Miriam? We learn out a Kalvachoyma from Miriam. By Miriam it says, Vaviyu Yorek Yorek Befonau Leisikolim Shivas Yomim. That means if there would be a Nazifa from her father, so she should have been muchlim 7 days. That's from the father. Is
Kalvochoyma Lashchina, if a Nazif of the Father 7 days, so a Nazif from the Rabbeinu Shaloylam should be 14 days, it should be at least double. To learn to call him Shivas Yomim. So we learn out from this posik that even though the Kalvochoyma is telling us, Mitzad the mid of Kalvochoyma, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more chamo than Aviyah, so therefore the Oynish should be more chamo than Aviyah. Hafal Pikein, since you are learning from Aviyah, it can't be more chamo, the Lamed cannot be more chamo than the Malamed. So we learn now from this Pasuk, Daya Elovim Min Adin Li Yiskenodim, that the Lamed, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cannot be more chomer than the Malamed. Rav Talfin says, Masechtas Bobekame, that this klal of Dayoi was only said if I'm deriving a limud from the Kalvochayme. That means like this. I know Sikolem Shivas Yomim by Oviho. That I know. Sikolim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know. I don't have a makir of Sikolim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I have to learn out with a midah of Kalvochayim there should be Sikolim. Without a midah of Kalvochayim, I know by Avi, I don't know by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So could be the Kalvochayim can only tell me as much as Aviyah, not more than Aviyah. That is when al koponim, I'm deriving a limud from the Kalvochayim, so then you cannot learn out more than the malamed of the Kalvochayim. But if this limud I would know without the Kalvochayim, that means if somehow Shivas Yomim I would know by HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the mid of Kalvochayim, then I could learn out Yudalad Yoim with the mid of a Kalvochayim. That's what Rav Talfin says. So that's what Rashi says here also. Rashi says to learn that Kaidish goes to a Shlish, I have a Pasik. I don't need a Kalvochayim. So Memele, so if I have a Kalvochayim, so, and the Kalvochayim won't tell me anything, Vehecha the Mithlech Kalvochayim, that means if the Kalvochayme isn't telling me anything, by saying Daya, it's not telling me anything, then you don't say Daya. That's according to Rav Talman. According to the man the Omer that says you do say Daya, animailis de Rabbononinu, the Labdi arrives. So Taisva says, if you hold Daya, so Memele, so Rashi says that this whole din revi b'kodesh is taka ad rabona. V'hai do nokat v'lo madnu shlishi l'kodesh. So now, if the whole thing is ad rabona, so it means like this. Rashi means if this limud is going according to Rab Talfin, so it's very good, the hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to say, you know, shlishi b'kodesh, I know from a posse. So therefore, if the Kalvochayma will only tell me Shlishi Bakaidish, that I know from a Pasik. So therefore, the Kalvochayma is coming to tell me Revi Bakaidish. But if you hold, you don't say Daya, so why is he coming to tell us I know Shlishi Bakaidish? So Tarashi says, Ein Echanami, Lamandi Anami Amrin and Daya, Hani Mailis, Tarabona Nino. So this whole thing, Achumas, Tarabona, Velavdi Araisa. V'hai de nokat v'lomadnu shlishi l'kaidish misbal midash mine. Just wants to tell us the shlishi l'kaidish min ha-teiru. Mi lo yaskina, mi le mishtoi nami mehai krom, that it's speaking about that it touched the sheni. The noga b'sheni. To ashkechen de ikri sheni tome. A sheni is called tome, and it says, Abbas Shiga Bechol Tomei Le'yayochel, so if Kodesh touched a Sheini, you're not allowed to eat it. Where do we see that a Sheini is called Tomei? The Chsiv, it says, when a Sheretz fell into a Tano, it says, Kol Asher B'Soicha Yitmo. Whatever is in the Tano becomes Tomei.
Now, let's figure this out. Vahavalei ha-kli rishen. The Tano became, the Sheretz is an avatumen. Ha-kli rishen. The Tano became a rishen. U-ma she-besoichi, kol asher besoichoi, is yitmo. So, ma she-besoichoi is a sheni. V'kori lei tome. And we see the pasuk calls a sheni tome. So, and I have a pasuk now, v'kodesh, v'kom ha-rachmone. Vabosa sheyiga b'chol tomei. That b'chol tomei le'yeyochel, afilu b'sheni. Vavolei boso shlishi lo'yeyochel. Vayikro b'boso shlomim ksiv. This pasuk is speaking about boso shlom. Zok de gemore weiter. We had further in the Mishnah, another chaymer. We had as follows. It said in the Mishnah, ubetrume im nitmeis achas miyodov chavoto tohiro. By trume, if one of his hands became tome, the other hand is toil. Ubekoidish, and by koidish, matbil shteyem, you have to be matpul both of your hands, shahayad mitame eschavoto bekoidish, because the yad is mitame eschavoto bekoidish, avoloi betrume. So here it says a choymer that koidish is over trume, that by trume nitmo yodai achas, so the other hand is toil. And by koidish nitma achas, you're matbul both of them. Shayad metame eschavoto bekoidish. Now let us see the Gemara. Ubetrume im nitmeis. Omar Rav Shizvi bechiburim shonu. This choymer by koidish that hayad metame chavoto bekoidish is speaking about bechiburim. Avo shaloi bechiburim loy. Now what does this mean? Let us see Rashi. Bechiburim shonu. Masnisen de ktoni. Yad metame es chavoto. That a yad is metame chavoto. Likoidish. Means as follows. Kigoin. Sheboid. Shehayad hatmeyo. Noigas litahoiro. Let us say the left hand was tame. But let's speak about it. Let's say there's a din. What is metame esayadayim? A sefer is metame esayadayim. If a chazal from when the yud ches dava mesech the Shabbos, if one touches a sefer, so it's metame esyoda. So let us speak about a case. A person touched with his left hand a sefer. So the left hand became tummy, became a sheni l'tumah. Now, so the Mishnah says, by kodesh, the right hand also becomes tummy. So what does that mean? So the Gemara, so Rav Shizbi said, b'chiburim shonu mas nisim. Diktoni yad metame eschavoto l'kodesh, kigoin, it is speaking about such a case. Sheba'oid shehayad hatmeya noigas letahira. It's speaking about the left hand, which is a sheni letume, is touching the right hand. Nothing happened yet. Hoiso tahira noigas bekoidish, and the tahira was touching koidish. So we have a chibur of a tome de kehen to a toyer de kehen, and the toyer de kehen is touching kodesh, so then we say that the kodesh becomes tome. Why? The gozer rabbonon dilme osi leminga tmeya bekodesh. That means such a case, that we have such a situation that there's a chibur from the Yad Tomei to the Yad Toir, and there's a chibur from the Yad Toir to Kodesh, so it's very olu that the Yad Tomei could touch the Kodesh. So in such a case, they said that the Yad Toir is metame the Kodesh. Laman da omar lekamon livsel poisel demay lebaumi. Let's not get into this now. Now there's a machlekas later if it's metam kaidish or poisel kaidish. That we'll see soon. Avol sheloi bechiburin. But if it wasn't bechiburin, what does it mean it wasn't bechiburin? Shelaacher shepirsho mina tahoiro. That means a different case. That the left hand, which was tomei, touched the right hand. And after it touched the right hand, sha'afer shepir shemina toira, that after he let go of the right hand, which was it just toira, chazra tahoira v'noga b'kodesh, now the tahoira went and touched kodesh, toira, then the kodesh is toira. Ve'en yad mitame chavoto la'soisa afilu shlishis lipsel. There's no such thing. Let's say the tummy dike hand is a shiny. It will not make the chavoto a shlishis to passel the kodesh. So that means that what it says in the Mishnah that by kodesh the tummy dike hand is mitame the toil dike hand. That's davke, if bebas achas, the tomid kend is holding the toid kend is holding kodesh. So there they said that the kodesh becomes puzzle. And also zeyre rashes, because he might hold the kodesh with the tomid kend. But, if he just touched with the tomid kend, he touched the toid kend, that's all what he did. And then later he let go, and now the toid kend touches kodesh. So memele, then, that's nothing. Then there's nothing. Agav urche, Taisus is chaylik an Rashi, but Taisus is amirdike kasha an Rashi, which the kasha is worth saying over. Taisus says, so according to this, what does it say in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah it says as follows in the Mishnah. The betrumim nit mesachas meyodov chavato tahira. Ubekoidish matbul shteyem, Shayat mitame eschavoto bekoidish aboloi betume. So what is pshat bekoidish matpul shteim? Doesn't make any sense. According to Rav Shizbi, if I touched it with the tummy, I touched the toy the can with the tummy the can, so nothing happened. Nothing. You can touch kodesh with it. The whole iser is you're not allowed to make a chibur of tomei im toir im kodesh. That's all iser. A gzeira, because he might go and touch the kodesh with his tomei decay. That's all iser. So Taisma says, so what is pshat in the Mishnah? Moira de kikasha. So what is pshat in the Mishnah? You have to be makpul both hands. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. The toir decay never becomes tomei. The whole iser is you're not allowed to hold kodesh with the toir decay hand, with the tomei decay hand is holding. But in the can, you might come and touch the kodesh. So that's pshat the Gemara. Amok upon him. Amar Rav Shizbi bechiburim shano. The Mishnah is speaking about bechiburim. Avol shaloi bechiburim loy. Eis vei abaye, so abaye es takashan Rav Shizbi. It's, we learned, yad neguve mitame chavoto litame lekoidesh. We learned that if the tome dike hand is dry, it's mitame chavoto litame koidesh avoloi letrume. Let's just skip over Rabbi Yisir, Rabbi, just to get what the cash is. Is I amrit bishloime shaloi bechiburim, if you'll tell me that the yatome is mitame the yato shaloi bechiburim, hayne revuse de neguves. He's telling me a chiddush, it's mitame the left hand is mitame, the tummy the can is mitame the tokid hand, even the tummy the can is dry. Eli amrit bechiburim ein shaloi bechiburim loi, my revusa de neguvim. Let us see what Rashi says. I amrit bishloi me shaloi bechiburim kama de metamem. If you'll say shaloi bechiburim, the tummy the candle touch the toy of the candle becomes tomei. Hai ne revusa de neguvim. Send funkas achidisham neguvim. Even though it's dry. The afal gav de neguvim. even though the tummy the kehand is dry, kshenoga bazu, ve'in lochu shema noga hayad atahire b'mashkin shebet mei, if it's dry, there's no mashkin on the tummy. That means if it wouldn't be dry, so then I would understand very well why the toyer the kehand is mekabel tumah. Why? Because if the tummy the kehand is wet, Shehein Rishonim, so the mashkin which are on the top of the hand are a rishin letumen. The chol apoysel as a tumen metame mashkin li yestchile. The top of the hand is a sheini letumen. And if there's mashkin on it, so that mashkin is a rishin letumen. Vahavol eihach yad nami shniye. Then the toil of the hand will become a sheini letumen machmas a mashkin kamei chavoto. So that means like this. So if the tummy the kehand is wet, so it's poshit that the toyer the kehand will become tummy because it touched arishin l'tume. But he's saying no, even though the tummy the kehand is dry. Now the tummy the kehand is only a sheni l'tume. Afalachi mitame. It's also mitame the toyer the kehand. The Maile the Rabbanon is Shayad Metame Eschavato Leyosu Sheini Kamoisa LeKodesh. It makes it also a Sheini to be Metame Kodesh. So I understand the Revusa of the Beraisa that even by Ayad Neguve it's also Metame. But if you're telling me the way Rav Shizbi said. Rav Shizbi said the tummy the kehand is never metami the toy the kehand. V'taim mishum dilma noga tummy lekodesh. The only din that kodesh becomes tummy through the toy the kehand is when the tummy the kehand is holding the toy the kehand and we're afraid it might touch the kodesh. Is my rebusa the neguve? So what is the difference if the tummy the kehand is dry or wet? Otu yad kamay selay metamol kodesh. That tummy the kehand will zichbi metamol kodesh. Beloy mashkin haloy shniyei. So what is the rebusa of neguve? Sal kochach the rebusa of neguve is that not like Rav Shizbi, that even though it's a neguve, so lechayre it's a meiridike chiddush to say that the tummy dekans which is a shiny will make the toyer dekans a shiny. Afal piken, that's the chiddush that it will make it a shiny.